do you score the game's first six runs and then lose by twice as much? The answer, my friends, is to completely change the subject. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Penguins, where you found this. Phillies, 12. Pirates, 6. On Jim Rooker's birthday, no less, for those of you who go way back and will get that reference. Just a hideous display, another hideous display of the bullpen that's been left behind from the trades and the injuries and everything else that's followed. This season can't end soon enough. It's a miracle to top all miracles that this roster has gone 500 over the past month. I think that Derek Shelton could reasonably put in at least a bid with a straight face to be manager of the month, if such a thing existed, based on winning any games at all with that bullpen. Seriously, like, none of these guys, none of them should be back other than Chris Stratton. Am I missing somebody? Is there anybody in that pen that you'd want to keep? I mean, maybe Sam Howard, who, by the way, is going to be the starter or opener in the game tonight, so it's going to be another pen game. But the rest, I mean, people talk about the crowded situation of, you know, all the prospects that they'll have to protect from the Rule 5 draft. There's nothing challenging about this. Look at that 40-man. You could flush away half of that 40-man without even taking an extra breath. I said I was going to change the subject, right? I am. Colin Moran hit a home run as part of that 6-0 lead last night at Citizens Bank Park that traveled a mile and a half, 440 feet, 106.7 miles an hour exit velocity. The guy's got some bop. The guy's a ball player. I know he's frustrating at times to the fan base, and by times, I mean when he's being timed going around the base paths. He is not a fast man, and he should never, ever, ever be sent home on any play by Joey Cora unless it's a bases-loaded walk. But if you look at the rest of his bio and who he is and what he still fits. I know Yoshi Tsutsugo has stolen almost all of the headlines at that position, or when he's been out at right field or wherever, because the guy is hitting at a top five level in all of the majors since his arrival in Pittsburgh. But I'm not ready to throw Moran out. This is someone the Pirates still have 3 years, three full years of control over. He's 28 years old. I think we think of him as being a little older than he is. Maybe it's the beard. Maybe it's the real serious temperament. Maybe it's just that he's been here a lot longer than most of the rest of these guys. But he's not old. He's not old. Look at his overall stats, and you'll find a 266 average, 9 home runs, 732 OPS, and 43 RBIs. Now, the counting stats are going to sound low there, but that's because he's only played 89 games because he's had three separate injuries that knocked him out for significant spells, none of which were his fault or the result of being quote-unquote injury-prone. When you get hit by a fastball on the hand and it cracks your hand, that's not something you did wrong. He knows that he could have had a much bigger year in the counting stats. And if he had, a lot of people would have been talking about him in a very different tone this year. I can tell you from conversations he and I have had that nobody is more frustrated about that than he is. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you always by our friends at North Shore Tavern, directly across Federal Street from PNC Park, home of Steak on a Stone, home of the city's very best baseball environment for a bar. You have to go there to see it and experience it for yourself. If you're a Pirates fan, you'll feel right at home in there. And then they bring you the Steak on the Stone and the other food that comes on a stone, and you'll be really, really happy you came. Visit North Shore Tavern, directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. I don't have answers at first base. I do know that the Pirates have some options there. Prospect-wise, they've got Mason Martin coming, not exactly in a great rush. He showed light tower power in Altoona, but he also struck out half the time. Now, I know that's cool and acceptable in modern baseball, and I can appreciate that, but I can't envision that striking out even more often as you work your way up the ladder would be very attractive. So Martin's got some work to do. He's not about to make any kind of double A to the majors leap. He's going to have to show what he can do as a more complete hitter in Indianapolis next season. So barring any outside acquisitions, you're looking at Moran, and then you're wondering if the Pirates can or will sign Tsutsugo, who's going to be a free agent, and who, depending on how much an American League team might value his potential as a designated hitter, could easily be priced out of Pittsburgh, where you'd naturally want to be more careful, not just because of your budget and so forth, but because he's not going to help you much in the field. So he actually comes with a literal greater value to a team that can employ a DH. And that's not even getting into whether or not there's going to be a DH next year in the National League, or if there's going to be a next year in baseball. But I digress before I drive completely off the deep end here. Moran's a good baseball player. That's all I'm saying here. You don't throw him out. You don't forget about him. He's an asset. If he continues to mature, as he has nicely in his time with the Pirates, and Mason Martin or someone else happens to come along, or Tsutsugo is somehow retained, then you can trade him. You can move him for a real asset with 3 years of control. He's a real live ball player. He's not just another one of these guys that's lingering in the background of this process. And if he had stayed out there and gotten his 500 at-bats or so, I think a lot more people would be talking about him this season. That said, you know, you gotta play. You gotta play. When we come back, just one question. Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. And today's J1Q comes from Adam, who asks, is it time to worry about Brian Reynolds, or is he just wearing down over the long season after the shortened 2020? His numbers haven't been great for a while. For example, hitting .244 over the last 30 days with 3 home runs. Adam, I hope that if one lesson above all resonates from this mostly miserable season, it's that doubting Reynolds is a mistake. I might have come perilously close to that status after 2020. But then when spring training came around and Reynolds showed this edge the first day we were all down in Bradenton and letting everyone know that he doesn't even want to talk about 2020. He doesn't even want to go over it. It meant nothing to him. That told me that he picked up on something that was an anomaly in his career, that because of the way that season was conducted, being only 60 games long, once he'd figured it out halfway into it, he only had 1 month left and he was never going to be able to pick up his numbers so that they'd look nice on the back of the baseball card. He knew that, accepted it, and then obliterated it from the face of the earth. And good for him, because it sure worked. He was stroking the ball right away in grapefruit play, and it rolled right into the season, and he ended up at a couple points over the course of the summer being seriously discussed by national outlets as an MVP candidate. Yeah, he's tailed off a little bit here, but not dramatically so. His at-bats haven't been great, but that also might be just because he set such a ridiculous bar through the first five. Younger players will struggle in September until they have a couple of full major league seasons under their belt. That's a general thing that I've heard over the years from managers, and they're mindful of it, and they try to keep players like that from wearing down. But at the same time, you also have to respect what he's done, and he wants to be out there. He wants to add to his numbers. He wants to have, I'm sure, you know, a couple more home runs, a few more RBIs, whatever it is, you know, and help the team win and all that highly principled stuff. But I'm saying, just for the standpoint of performance, you as a manager have to respect the player who's doing that for you, who's laying out the way he has in a long lost season in center field. So you basically just let him go through it, Adam. You don't You don't do anything about it in one direction or the other. Not when somebody's given you as much as Reynolds has to this team this season. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll do another one tomorrow.